Hi, this is Batman from the Christopher Nolan movies. You know, the good ones. And I'm here to tell you that if you want to support the Boop Show and have it keep being rad, why, head on over to patreon.com/frogpants. Help Boop and help the show. Thanks. This has been Batman. Bye.
You're 100% correct. It is brothers, not bros. Brothers, people.
Oh, this is the Boop Show, some gaming news you can use. I forgot the date. It's the 3rd or 4th of November or something like that. Here we go. Okay, I'm back. Hello. Hello, everybody. It's Monday. Can you tell? Because I can't even tell the freaking date. It is November 3rd, 2014. Monday. The week of BlizzCon, con. I leave on Thursday. I get back on Sunday. Should be a good time. It's always a little stressful, though, you know? Just because, you know, big event. A bunch of people are looking to meet you there. It's going to be nuts. But it's going to be good. There ain't nothing wrong with what we're doing there. It's going to be a good time. Hey, look, I tried that alpha for Evolve. PC version specifically. Gave that a swing. I know a bunch of you got in over the weekend, unless you were PlayStation 4 users, and now I guess you can. They've extended it till Tuesday, which we'll get to in a minute. Which is good for everybody, because all the platforms got the extension. My initial impressions are this. It's got some stuff it needs to do, mostly on the technical end. There's nothing about that game I shouldn't be able to run on high, and when I run on high, things get real slow. Knock down the resolution, tweak a few things down. It's not too bad, but it's that thing's kind of a resource hog. Now, how that runs on consoles, I don't know, because again, I played the PC beta. Beta is what I meant to say. And there's some glitchy stuff. There's some frame drops. You get some pretty gnarly fighting going on, and then the frame rate takes a real hit. And that seems to be reported kind of across the board. Obviously, there's not a ton of content in there yet. Like multiple maps to do and stuff because, you know, it's an alpha. What do you expect? But it does raise this question about alphas in my mind. Not so much are they worth doing because I think they are, but when the public has access to earlier and earlier code, do you not just sort of open yourself up to criticisms that you wouldn't normally get because obviously a lot of that stuff's going to be tucked under before the game hits full release? It's not like you're going to launch it with a terrible frame rate, or if you did, you'd just be shooting yourself in the foot. Connectivity issues, load screens, like some of that stuff takes forever. To get into a match took an average of like 5 or 6 minutes for me. Plenty of people on, just this weird series of successive screens and like waiting in one lobby and then loading into another lobby, all very weird. But as a guy who's been playing video games in the PC era even, for a very long time, since Wolfenstein, really, with my 386 SX25, I know what alpha means, and so I understand that these things are not final. I get it. I totally get it. I'm just suggesting that the public at large or a younger generation of gamers don't necessarily understand what the hell that means. They may have an inkling, but to their mind, they're thinking, well, if it's good enough to put out, then this should be playable to its nth degree. So it's a bit like the problem we're having with early access. I mean, what's the difference between this and early access on Steam? Very little, really, other than we're all doing it for free and they're testing, you know, servers and stuff. But early access is basically alpha code, and it varies wildly between game in game. So one game may feel very finished in an early alpha stage. Like, I know, you know, Blizzard games, Heroes of the Storm feels like a finished, polished, done video game. There are developers who would have published that thing months ago, finished, because that's as far as they ever polish their final games. Blizzard has a tendency to polish them right up to launch to the point that it's like 4 and 5 times more polished than it would be normally. And I'm totally down with that. I think that's great. But because that experience is so variable between video games and developers and game types and How much jank is there going to be? How broken will it be? Some games seem finished. Some games seem barely started. Some are somewhere in between. You just run this risk of people thinking everything is that's coming out is junk. And they don't look at it for what it is, which is a technical level alpha, an alpha that needs to be played with in a very raw state. And because they don't accept that as just a thing you do, they pass this judgment on it because it isn't the complete package. And a lot of times those alphas don't include game types, finished modes, complete mechanics. Like when those are missing, it does feel like a less than finished experience. And therefore, well, that game's not going to be worth $50 when I buy it. Well, because they don't know, because they haven't seen the finished product. They're seeing a thing in progress. It's a very risky road, is all I'm getting at. If I'm to come around and tell you my damn point here, it's a risky road. I do think that game, though, to speak specifically to Evolve, I think there's some real potential there. I think the team play is great. I like the characters a lot. I like what they do. I like their abilities. I like how I can traverse around that map. I've not played the creature yet. I've only played the peoples. I played all four classes. Are there four? Yeah. Right? Yeah. Fifth being the monster. Do I have that right? I think I have that right. Anyway, it's good. Needs work, though. And it's an alpha. Again, let's remind ourselves. We are playing an alpha. Alpha. Say it with me. Alpha. News, everyone. We have news. It's Monday, and that means stuff happened over the weekend since last we spoke, which was last Thursday. Quick programming note, there will be no show on Thursday because I will be in Anaheim, California for BlizzCon. And by the way, if any of you are there, come say hi, please. That's why I'm going. That and other reasons, but yeah, I want to see you. I want to say hi. Anyway, because of that, there will be no show Thursday. However, if there's something big enough to talk about by Wednesday, I may do an early show Wednesday. If not, we'll just swing back around on Monday. Okay? All right. Grand Theft Auto 5 has sold 34 million units. That is the sixth best-selling overall video game of all time. We already knew Grand Theft Auto 5 had shipped these many units, but those shipments have turned into sales. So a lot of times, you don't know if you trust these numbers. It's like, we sold 10 million of these. Well, no, you ship 10 million to stores and they may send some of those back because you never went through them all or whatever. But they said during Take-Two's fiscal year 2015 earnings call, this was a couple of days ago. I said a couple of days ago, not a couple of gays ago. Okay. Keep your emails to yourself. CEO Strauss Zelnick, he reported, 34 million copies of GTA 5 have now shipped and been sold. 9 Schnell. That's an impressive sales figure by anyone's. I mean, good Lord. That's huge. If it sells another million more copies, it will probably overtake Mario Kart Wii, which is moved to fifth place on that list. And with PS4, Xbox One, and PC versions of GTA 5, seems like the sky might just be the limit, as best I can tell. I want you to pardon the quality of that, but that was a recording of the intro animation and the final moments of the intro for Super Smash Brothers Melee for the GameCube. And you'll notice that he says brothers there. He yells Super Smash Brothers Melee. Just a point I wanted to make. Everybody relax.
Scott, I'm not really sure how many times it is that you've said between the final score and boop, this isn't enough reason for me to get a Wii U. But you've said that at least 10 times now. So when you combine all of those together, is that still not enough reason for you to get a Wii U? Like, are you just taking it one at a time? Or because there is the whole collective idea. But you should go ahead and get a Wii U. There seems to be a lot of reasons that you want to get one. Thanks. Bye.
He makes a good point. I think this may be my Christmas console this year. Think of all the games that didn't come out this year and got bumped to 2015 that made it possible for me to get a Wii U. Think of it that way. That's how I'm going to think about it. And, there's a good chance leading into later November that Nintendo will do some price droppy, bundly, something, something still to compete with what Xbox is doing with their price drops. And I don't think Sony's doing much in that way, but do they need to? We'll get to that later. They got a number to show off. But anyway, yeah, it's time. I know I keep saying it's time and then not doing anything, but it's literally time. The Internet Archive has 900 plus arcade games, and you don't need to spend a single quarter to play them. You know the Internet Archive, right? This is this nonprofit collective of movies, books, audio, websites, video games, blah, blah, blah. Well, they have unleashed what they're calling the Internet Arcade, a collection of more than 900 classic arcade games, which can now be played free inside of your browser. I'm still not 100% sure on the legality of this, but in there you'll find classics like Outrun, Millipede, Tapper, Paperboy, along some not so much classics like Turkey Shoot, The Three Stooges, and Kangaroo. They all sound good to me. Jason Scott, a developer on the project, described the process of converting arcade games as surprisingly easy on a blog post. My hope is that a probably tiny percentage of people will begin plotting out ways to use this stuff in research, writing, and remixing these games in and outside of their original contexts. Time will tell, he says. That's super exciting. Just because, you know, you don't need to go do some illegal ROM thing. You know, just go play them over there. I haven't done it yet, but I'm gonna, because I wanna, and it sounds like fun to me. Atari's Xbox thing, their original documentary about the ET cartridges being unearthed in the desert of New Mexico, that is going to show up on November 20th. So if you've been sitting around saying, when is that thing going to happen? When am I going to be able to see that thing? That's when you will. I am seriously wondering if this will show up somewhere else shortly after. Because why not? Why would you want to keep that to your install base, which, you know, by standards currently is not that great. So wouldn't it behoove them to get this in front of more eyeballs? That seems to make sense to me. I really hope so. Anyway, this is that one that followed the excavation of the Atari cartridges. It was rumored to have been put in a landfill decades ago. And those rumors turned out to be true. Director Zach Penn announced that it will show up on the 20th, so get ready. It is it's part of a 6-film series called Signal to Noise. And this is a collaboration between the now gone Xbox Entertainment Studios and Lightbox Entertainment. Does that mean that we're not going to get the other five, I wonder? It's an interesting producer on that team, Simon Chin. He is the producer for Man on Wire. Have you ever seen Man on Wire? Amazing. That documentary. Good Lord. Anyway, people want to see this. I want to see this. I think it sounds like a whole lot of fun. So bring it on.
Hey, Scott. This is Derek from Rhode Island calling in to the Boop Show. You mentioned on the last episode how you're interested in a new Call of Duty game, but you're not so interested in the multiplayer, just the single player. And every time something like this happens, I'm in the same boat as you. I say, that game looks real cool. I would love to go on a little single player romp like that. But not really worth the price, and not really interested in the single player. I mean, the multiplayer, rather. So my question to you is, why don't they come out with a $60 edition that has everything, single player, multiplayer, all that? They can still sell all the DLC they want for multiplayer packs, but also sell like a $30 edition for just a single player. Great show. Keep doing what you're doing. You are a true podcasting hero. Have a good one.
I'll tell you why not, because they already know that you're going to buy it. So even if they gave you the option to do that would be nice, obviously, but you're already going to get it. So I'm kind of blanketing a bunch of people, but you as a percentage or as a point of the percentage that buy this game already buy it regardless. So if you're willing to spend the 60, why would they go jump through a bunch of hoops to give you a better deal? That sounds cold, but it's not really. It's just sort of a business thing. I don't blame them. I mean, if you can make 60, why would you do otherwise? Breaking it all up into pieces that costs money for not only just sort of having these different SKUs and managing those SKUs and having server situations that are different in each case, and not to mention the retail nightmare that it is to have that stuff separately on retail shelves. at least today anyway, until digital becomes more of a full-time thing for everybody. It's just not. I don't see how they'd ever do that. It's a fair question, and I would totally be for it, but they don't have a compelling reason to do it. They would have to lose. Here's what they'll have to do. It's like that question, when will WoW start go free-to-play? Well, when subscriptions dip to a point that it makes sense to. That's all. So enough people would have to stop paying and playing Call of Duty for that to change. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. Speaking of Call of Duty, zombies are in the Call of Duty Advanced Warfare Season Pass. If that's the thing you like, then you'll get that. A leak suggested this earlier, which was, I guess, I forget who leaked it. Anyway, according to a press release from GameStop, that may have been where it got leaked. Anyway, it'll be part of the Advanced Warfare Season Pass, $49.99 purchase that includes four packs of multiplayer maps as well as the bonus Atlas Gorge map. Bonus Atlas Gorge would be a great band name, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah. Anyway, if you get the Day Zero edition of Advanced Warfare, double XP will be granted for the entirety of the Monday, November 3rd launch. That's today, by the way. By the way, and also, I just should mention this, reviews are sweet. They're kind of hot. People are losing their minds, giving it 90s and stuff, saying this is the best game in years or maybe ever, and it's a huge risk, but it pays off, and it's huge improvements to both multiplayer and single player experience, and finally, the Call of Duty we all deserve. So now I'm suddenly interested in playing it. I mean, I was anyway. I want to play that single player real bad, but I'll probably end up playing a bunch of the multiplayer with friends. So why the hell not, dude? I'm all in. Sounds like fun. Little Big Planet 3 would like to help you by supporting past DLCs and collections. Ooh, that's very nice. There are a bunch of DLCs that came out for those games, and they've been rolling around for a long time. And many had assumed that when you do PS4, Little Big Planet 3, that, well, you probably have to start over. It's a new platform, a chance for them to make new money. They're going to charge for all that stuff again. Not so. All past content can be transferred via what they call a simple re-download from LBP3's in-game store. And it'll know what you've purchased. It'll be part of your record. And that's every single costume piece, material, object, music track, all the creative goodies you've ever collected in your previous adventures, all of it, that's their quote, all of it can be brought to LBP3. Well, that's exciting. Don't you think? I'm impressed that they are willing to do that. That is the thing they did not have to do. Speaking of things they didn't have to do and did anyway, good on them. Borderlands, the pre-sequel's fifth playable character is... Can I get a drum roll? I don't have one. How about... It's a terrible drum roll. Is Jack. It's Jack. Handsome Jack. So, he's the fifth playable character in Borderlands, the pre-sequel. Is this part of DLC? It is. So it's part of this a Handsome Jack's doppelganger pack and includes the pre-sequel season pass or offered all by itself for $10. So if you want to do that, you get it on the 11th. That's coming up. You, sir, can be a proud owner of Jack running around doing whatever he does. Don't know what his class is. I mean, doppelganger, whatever that class. Is that a class? Maybe he splits into two and runs around or something. Because he's kind of, you know, it's kind of his thing anyway. He's kind of got two minds or whatever. We'll see how that goes.
Hey, Scott. This is Daryl from Canada. I want to touch on the bros conversation. I call a bit of hypocrisy on your part. In terms of just pronouncing abbreviations, I've heard you refer to the SNES as SNES. Love the show. Keep it up.
All right, fine. So, yes, SNES. Okay, so I've come to, that's the last thing I'm going to play on the show about bros or about verse or any of those things. And here's why. I've had a coming to Zeus moment here. I am going to go ahead and continue my life where I believe that they sound dumb and they're stupid to say. And you guys should continue to say them all you want. We can live in harmony. It's not a problem. I'm no longer going to tell you what you should or shouldn't do. I'm just going to tell you that it's annoying. That's it. I think that's a place we can come to and shake hands, isn't it? Shaking hands. Bring the Purell though, right? Star Citizen is now a first-person shooter as well. I don't know if you saw this footage. At PAX Australia, Cloud Imperium Games, the makers of the game, showed off this extremely heavily crowdfunded game. Still holds the record now for the most crowdfunded game of all time. The game's first-person shooter module. And this is you running around with a gun, dude. Like, first-person mode inside a ship, fighting stuff. It looks like it's part of the campaign, at least what they showed. And they're rolling around, killing enemies, and shooting stuff, and then hopping in a ship, flying away. It actually looks all right. I get nervous about this kind of hybridization, because you really want, you know, the perfect space sim, and that's got nothing to do with a first-person shooter. But with the money they have, I suppose they could have hired a second team of dudes what make FPSs. And I think that's basically what they ended up doing. PlayStation sales, PlayStation 4 that is, have topped 13.5 million in console sales. Sony reported a $309.5 billion yen in sales in their games and networks services division. That's what the PlayStation belongs to that. That was the quarter ending September 30th. And that represents an 83.2% improvement year over year, which is real, real good. PS4 has now reached 13.5 million. Company moved 3.3 million units during the quarter, because last we spoke, it was about 10 million. We spoke on this issue. They did all right with the network side, which I assume includes their MMOs and all their like Sony SOE stuff. It must. But their smartphone sales, their TV stuff, all their other divisions are kind of suffering right now, and this still isn't enough to get them profitable. They had a net operating loss of $766 million. That's 85.6 billion yen. That the 85.6 billion yen sounds worse than 766 million. But still, that's a lot of change. That's a lot of cash. That's 14. That's 16 or 17 crowdfundings for freaking Star Citizen. Think of it that way. Come on, that's one way to think of it. Let me have my fun. All right. Evolve, we talked about Evolve. Their alpha test got delayed on PS4 due to firmware issues. Duda. The alpha test had been postponed, and 2K announced that they have fixed the issues. They've got workarounds. There have been some hot fixes in place, and now the test will continue through Tuesday. Anyway, there were some workarounds. I don't know. What a kind of a mess, though. It's all part of that 2.0 update they did on PSN, and it just jacked up their plans. But after playing this thing and seeing how much work they have to do, I'll bet you we're into like two big beta phases before we're done with this game anyway. So don't worry about it. We'll get another chance to play, and all will be well. Worry not, young sir. For the time will come. Bethesda has confirmed that Prey 2 is quite literally finally dead. Quote, it was not up to our quality standards and we decided to cancel it. It is no longer in development. That wasn't an easy decision. And it's one that won't surprise many folks, given that we hadn't been talking about it at all. The last time they said anything about it was, what, 3 years ago? At E3? People got real excited about what they saw and then nothing. And then gone. We're running on an id Tech 4 engine. I don't think it had much to do with the previous Prey game, which was that weird, that was a weird game. It kind of pre-portaled Portal, though, didn't it? Do you remember that? Kind of a big deal at the time. Anyways, too bad, so sad. No more Prey for you. Xbox Entertainment Studios is officially closed. I mentioned that earlier. However, them dropping that company marks the end of this layoffs thing they've had in a steady stream since Satya Nadella was promoted to CEO. After Steve Ballmer took off and bought a baseball or basketball team. I'll just name all the sports before I get to the right one. the bad news is that this killed any projects they had in the works, scripted or non-scripted. I mean, I swear they got up at E3 in 2013, announced this thing, made a big deal out of it, and then they just took it away. Took it away. Not cool, man. Not cool. We'll be right back. today's calls have come to us via the phone number. You can leave a message at. We'll play your calls on the air. 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0462. If I say it in rapid, same cadence succession like that, you'll probably remember it more, says some psychological studies about memory retention. 801-471-0462. I broke the pattern. Also, boopshow@gmail.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com for your attachments and or your emails. Use both of those liberally and will not turn them down unless they're long and lame. Okay? Got an email here from Crit who says, Scott, how many times have you said this? What? Scott, how many times have you said this is really cool, but I have not had a reason to get a Wii U? Oh, same story here from this guy, right? Between this show and the old Final Score, it has been quite a few. Have you thought about all those reasons collectively? It's time. You said it was time before. You almost jumped on. Then you stalled and you missed the free game deal. The ripeness is in the air. Plenty of games. Plenty of reason. Holiday cheer is beginning to grow. It's Nintendo time. Now you're playing with power. All right, Crit. Just add him to the pile. Mike from Manchester, IA. What is that? It's in Europe. All right, it's not a state. Anyway, Scott, love everything you do, especially this and the Diablo show. Simpler, the better. Oh, well, thank you. Do you have music that takes you back to a game or a gaming moment? Many times I hear the song and I just get transported back. Biggest example comes to mind is the original 3 Days Grace album. Let's see. Anytime I hear that in my mind, I'm instantly questing in the Barrens during Vanilla WoW. What triggers you? Well, for me, Mike, it's less about what songs do I listen to while I play games, because I don't do that very often. I really like the soundtracks that come with them. So for me, it sounds from like the original Diablo music from Diablo 2, from the first zone, the guitar, that one, you know, the one that one gets me every time, just brings me back. Most of the WoW stuff does that to me. For more recent examples, any of the music from Mario 64 brings me right back. The sound of Link yelling or do-do-do-do-do-do-do from Ocarina of Time. Any of those sounds just take me back. So, yeah. Yeah, there's not much. I mean, even just the it from Space Invaders, that's enough to get me going. Love it. Paul wrote in, says, I'm 43 years old. My kids want me to play Smash Brothers with them all the time. I completely suck at it. I play with them anyway and let them annihilate me. Thing is, I used to be great at fighting games. 20 years ago, I kicked A at Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. I'm still good at FPSs and RPGs and not at fighting games anymore. What the hell happened to my reflexes? Is it because I'm 43 and I lost a step and have zero hand-eye coordination? Frustrating. I think we are close to an age. I was born in 71. Do you have this problem too? Boop. Thanks, Paul. Yes, Paul. I do have this problem. I don't know what it is. I think part of it is we're just not practicing all the time. So when we were good, when you and I were in our early 20s and we were cranking it on Street Fighter and MK, we were doing it all the time. Just like they do now. They had a ton of extra time, oodles of free time, and they just played video games, and their game of choice were these fighting games. Hours and hours and hours and hours spent in front of the TV playing Smash Brothers will affect how good you are. And you and I have not been doing that. So our Twitch gameplay skills, they get rusty if you're not using them. I think that's all it is. Could you get back on the saddle? Absolutely, you could. I doubt you have the patience for it. I don't anymore. There's other things I'd rather play. They don't do it for me the way it used to. I mean, those kind of games ping a very specific part of our brain, our reward center, and I think it stopped doing that for me so much. I'm more into the long form satisfaction of a good RPG or, you know, a good shooter or something. And I can hold my own in those too. We're almost exactly the same, near the same age and damn straight playing the same kind of games. Final email comes to us from Jan Scott. Jan Scott, who says, well, you know what? I just realized if Michael Scott would have married Jan from The Office, her married name would be Jan Scott. Think about that. Anyway, hi, Scott. May well be answered already, but did you ask for an explanation of currency in and around England? Why, yes, I did. The UK acts like the US. We have all the same currency. That is in pounds. The UK is England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Scotland did not vote for independence, though I think they had the way the result is presented in the Yes campaign. Anyway, whatever. Ireland is known as Southern Ireland or IRE. It is a separate country and has been since they got independence in the 20s. It joined the Eurozone and has euros as their country, or as their currency. Each current country in Europe chooses if they want to apply to the Eurozone. That's so weird, that name. Or Eurozone, does it have to be that way? How about just the European Union? How about that? They can only join up if they keep to certain prerequisites. And, of course, they have their financial policy decided centrally. So not all of Europe is in the ECC or the Euro. Hope this clears it up for you. Regards. No, I knew that not everybody was. I just couldn't remember if the entire, if the UK meant, hey, we all have UK money, being pounds for Brits and so on. I just couldn't remember if like Ireland and like Scotland were on board with that or not. But I guess they are, because you have cleared that up. You have made it plain to me, and now I understand. Keep those emails coming. Keep those calls coming. Again, that address, boopshow@gmail.com. Our phone number, 801-471-0462. Oh, man, you guys are just doing great with that. Please keep that up, okay? I'm not here to beg or anything, but is there any reason you can think of why we couldn't just keep doing this for each other? I mean, I would really, I don't know. I would really appreciate them to continue, or for you to continue what you're doing. All right, I have good news for you. Well, before we go, let me tell you a couple more things. Boop Show on Twitter. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. That's Boop Show on Twitter. You can also find the website at frogpants.com/boop. It has all our subscription info. Go check it out. It's a great way to find out where we're at, what's going on, iTunes, Stitcher, all that stuff right there, linked right there. Boopshow@gmail.com. I already mentioned that. I'm going to say it again. Oh, look at this. Alpha Geek Radio does streaming repeats of the show, so you can check that out at alphageekradio.com. I'm going to go out with a song today. And again, a reminder, I will not be here probably until next Monday because of my trip to BlizzCon. But speaking of BlizzCon and speaking of Blizzard, or speaking of them, they are about to hit 10 years of World of Warcraft and 20 years of Warcraft, period. That's kind of a big deal, and I'm a giant fan and have been forever, as you may know. So I thought we'd just play one of the songs from one of the soundtracks, and that one being Black Temple, or at least part of it. I'm not going to do the whole thing, but the Black Temple music from the soundtrack is really awesome. And those guys over there, man, Russell Brower and crew, they just are incredible with their music. So I'm just going to play that tune or a bit of it, and that'll be it. We'll be back next week with a whole new episode of The Boop Show. Everybody stay out of trouble. We'll see you then.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.